if you come across any of the big population centers of the world, especially the big ones, Mexico City or Beijing or LA often, where there's millions of people all exhaling and running their cars and their coal plants, you can't even see those cities from space because they have changed the local climate permanently so significantly that it's just a smear of change. But that's regional. It's hard to see global change. But if you look at something as big as the Aral Sea, it's the fourth biggest sea on Earth.
It was.
And from the year 2000 until now, we dried it up. The fourth biggest sea on Earth. And we decided to do this deliberately. We thought that diverting its rivers for cotton production was more important than this natural feature. And in just half, a quarter of a human lifetime, we took this enormous natural resource and turned it into the stinking puddle that is left. And it exposed hundreds of miles of the lake bottom that are now, of course, the fertilizer and the pesticide that was sprayed upstream. And the little villages that used to be on the shore of the lake are now, 100 kilometers from the water. The boats are sitting there rusting. That it is just ecological devastation on a really large scale. And if you just go downwind of it, where the lake effect used to pick up the water and evaporate it and dump it in the mountains, and it fed glaciers that are up there. And now those Kazakh glaciers are receding at a heck of a rate. Just in the time that I've flown in space, you can see that regional type of climate change. And so, of course, when you have 7.5 billion of us burning oil at the unsustainable rate that we are, it's got to have an effect on the world. It's silly to think it wouldn't. But the key is to understand it. It's really hard to understand global warming from Perth. I mean, how do you get your data? What do you assume? All you really get here is weather. You don't get climate change. You need to be able to look at the whole world and get a summation of it year after year to truly get an understanding of it. And that's one of the things we do from space.
But are you optimistic?
Yeah, almost all of the reporting on it is extremely doomsday and chicken little. And oddly enough, having been around the world 2,600 times, what really seeps into you is the age of the world. I mean, it's 4.5 billion years old. And you can see the old scars of it. It's got terrible acne. You can see the ancient asteroid impacts. You can see where the huge eruption in central Russia was that poisoned the whole atmosphere for a million years, the lava eruptions there. You can see the scars. The Earth has undergone horrific events. 700 million years ago, it was a ball of ice. And 15,000 years ago, it was an ice age. There are enormous age-long forces at play. And it's a self-healing place. And yeah, what we're doing is short-sighted and self-destructive. The Earth's going to be fine. I mean, but we inconvenience ourselves. And there are a lot of people on Earth that live pretty close to the starvation point where they're just hand-to-mouth. And those are the people that we really need to think about. That's what climate change really does to us, is it threatens a significant portion of our population. And that's what we... But it was our restless intellect that got us here. And we haven't run out of that. And what we need to do is continue to address it. It's not the end of everything. It's not irreversible. We just need to make responsible decisions and work towards a solution on a regular basis.